Hello, and welcome to another Apple Vis podcast.
Hey, Apple Visers, Tyler here, and today I'll be demonstrating what to do if an app on your Mac becomes unresponsive. If you're used to using Windows and you find that a program is freezing, or your whole system is freezing, you're probably used to pressing Control-Alt-Delete to either open Task Manager and terminate the offending process, or simply to restart the computer. There's no direct equivalent of Control-Alt-Delete on macOS, but there is a way to force quit an app that is unresponsive. In other words, an app that VoiceOver reports is busy, or what sighted users often refer to as the spinning beach ball of death, or the pinwheel of death, among other names. Before you force quit an app, there are a few other things you can do that are less drastic, which I'll go over now. Because I don't know exactly how to induce a hang of an app for this demonstration, I have Safari opened, and for the purposes of this demonstration, just pretend that that's the unresponsive app that we're working with, but it applies to any app, technically, whether it is unresponsive or busy or not. So if an app is reported as busy by VoiceOver, one of the first things to try is to simply Command Tab away from it, wait a couple seconds for VoiceOver to report that the app in question is ready, and Command Tab back to it. If that doesn't work, another trick is to Command Tab away from it, turn VoiceOver off with Command F5, or if you're using a Mac with Touch Bar, holding down the Command key and pressing the /Touch ID button 3 times to turn it off, and then turn it back on again. If that doesn't work, you can bring up the Force Quit Applications window with Command Option Escape. Now I find that VoiceOver is more reliable and faster when doing this when not focused on an app. So if I'm working in Safari, I like to Command Tab away from Safari to say Finder or another functioning app. So I'm going to Command Tab.
Finder, Desktop, G Drive, Mobile, USB-C, Volume.
And press Command Option Escape. If you don't have an escape key, or if you have like a Mac with Touch Bar with a software escape key that isn't responding, you can also use the shortcut Command Option Function Tab to do the same thing. So I'm press Command Option Escape.
Authentication. Force quit applications. System dialog. Force quit applications. If an app doesn't respond for a while, select its name and click Relaunch. You can open this window by pressing Command Option Escape if an app doesn't respond.
Okay. So as I said, if an app doesn't respond for a while, select its name and click Relaunch, and I'll explain that in just a minute. But what it doesn't report is that using the up and down arrow keys will navigate me in a table. So I'm going to press the up arrow.
Safari.
Then I'll press the down arrow.
Finder.
Those are the only two things in the list because there are only two things currently opened on my Mac. So I'm going to go up to Safari. Press VO right arrow.
Table.
That focuses VoiceOver on the table. Press VO right again.
You can open this window by pressing Command Option Escape.
VO right again.
Force quit default button. Force quit default button.
That's the last element in the window. And notice how it says default. That means I could simply go to the table, select Safari, and press Enter.
Do you want to force Safari to quit? You will lose any unsaved changes.
So this is the confirmation dialog. If I VO right.
Force quit default button.
Notice that force quit, in this case, is also the default button. So, to shorten this process, I could focus on Safari, press Enter to open the confirmation dialog, then press Enter again to force quit. I'm not going to do that, so I'm just going to press Escape to cancel.
Table.
Now I'm back in the table. I'm going to go down to Finder.
Safari. Finder.
And notice, instead of force quit, if I VO right,
you can open this window by pressing Command Option Escape. Relaunch default button.
Relaunch. This is because Finder is constantly running, so you cannot force quit Finder without logging out of the computer. If you find that Finder is acting up, this can help to remedy that, theoretically. This is a command that I used to use a lot more in, say, the macOS 10 Tiger and Leopard days. Can't remember the last time I've had to use it for an unresponsive Finder, but it's there nonetheless. The only other way or purpose for it is if, for example, you issue a command to alter Finder behavior, say in Terminal, and need to restart Finder to make that command take effect. This is how you would do it. But either way, it's the same thing as force quitting an app. Simply click Relaunch and then relaunch again in the confirmation dialog to restart Finder. So now I'm going to get out of the Force Quit Applications window. I'm just going to press Escape.
Finder, desktop.
So now I'm back on the desktop. There is another, even quicker trick to quitting an unresponsive application. So in this case, I'm going to Command-Tab back to Safari.
Safari.
And instead of pressing Command-Option-Escape, I'm going to press Command-Option-Shift-Escape. Also note that Command-Option-Shift function tab will work to accomplish the same thing. So I'm going to press Command-Option-Shift-Escape.
Finder, desktop, G drive, mobile, USB-C, volume.
And just like that, Safari force quit with that one shortcut. That can be especially helpful if one app in particular is unresponsive, but the rest of your system is functioning fine. If more than one app is behaving erratically, then it might be a good idea to open the force quit window to force quit each one, or each offending one. One other note is that force quit applications is not a task manager, so it won't show you detailed technical information about processes on the computer. The closest thing to Task Manager on macOS is Activity Monitor. You can find it in the Utilities folder. In the Finder, press Command-Shift-U, or navigate to it from the Applications folder, or you can just use Spotlight or Siri. And from there, you can find information about all the apps and background processes that are running on your computer and how it affects the CPU, memory, energy impact, disk, and network. Hope this has been helpful. Peace.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.